decided to sit down and write a little something. But I said, geez, I haven't seen my friend in such a long time. Then I said, oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you would miss me so much.
It's 6 o'clock, sunrise in the marsh. Song sparrows, American robins, red-winged blackbirds, nuthatches, yellowthroats, and ravens are heard in the rich tapestry of morning birdsong. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from Tektaxan Marsh in unceded Wasanik territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. That is, they were recorded at the exact same time it is for you right now. For more information, you can visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the conversation by sending a little tweet of your own to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Good morning. This is Margot, your host for Energy and Music, which is airing from 4 to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll check your weather listings in your area for your weather updates. The next sequence on Adventures in Music is the Autumn Forest of North America, coming to you from CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca by website. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good night.
Morning. It's 6:30. The morning chorus is filled with the trills, chatter and chack of the red-winged blackbirds and the sweet call of the song sparrow. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from the Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wassanic territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the soundscape by sending a tweet to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. If you enjoy special programming like this, consider supporting Co-op Radio's spring fundraising drive with a donation at cooparadio.org, cooparadio.org.
Being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
If it appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves, you can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to this new edition of Viewpoints. My name is Boris Chassaigne. I'll be with you for the next half hour. On today's Viewpoints, wake up and smell the coffee and you could well be buying the company. That's what happened to a couple who fell in love with the local roastery on Cortes Island. They are now the proud owners of Bicca's Beans in British Columbia.
We were at the Gorge Harbor Resort and I ordered a cup of coffee from the food truck and it stopped me in my tracks. I thought, this is the best coffee I've had in a long, long time. And I asked the guy, what is it? And he goes, oh, it's drip coffee. And I said, no, what coffee is this? He goes, it's Bicca's Beans.
We'll stay on Canada's west coast, where humpback whales have been making an impressive comeback over the past 40 years. The theory is they like the food, but at the same time, killer whales remain an endangered species. Climate changes could be responsible.
When you take the ferry to Cortes Island, you can actually see the whales feeding in the summertime in our waters. 15 years ago, you would have never seen a humpback.
And in New Brunswick, the Wolastoqe Nation has filed a new title claim. Several major corporations